This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between, because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing.
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
It's a morning shift, Triple N. Got Mike Johnson. We got Dylon. We got Day-Day. Welcome back on this Fair or Foul
the
Friday.
The Rhyme Dragon. Day-Day, the Rhyme Dragon.
Hey, Hawks back in action tonight against the Clippers, looking for fifth in a row. Bogey back in town, a little homecoming for him, coming off a 30-point night the other night. Clippers victory over Miami, Atlanta United. Messi coming to town on Sunday. It's going to be a 7 o'clock kick on Sunday night, right here on Sports Radio 99.
Prime time action, baby. Prime time action.
And we are 13 days away from opening day.
Dylon, are you doing a show Sunday, right? You heard you talking about that earlier.
I am. I'm actually leading up to Atlanta
That's
United
what I
coverage.
Thought. Yep, boy.
You doing a 4-hour extravaganza?
4-hour extravaganza, the hometown take. 2 p.m. to 6 p.m.
Those things are
be there.
Those are long shows.
Hope you're
when you're
well
by yourself.
Hydrated, my friend.
Oh yeah,
that 4-hour monologue is a beast.
So you're shopping for shrubbery,
dude?
What? Shrubbery.
Man,
please elaborate. Now, Mike Johnson.
I was complaining to Rob. I was like, man, I'm getting so old. And I don't like, you know, people start asking me if I'm going to have a midlife crisis because I'm, you know, a couple of years away from 40. I don't feel that coming at all. But I will say that I was doing some yard work the other day and I saw this shrub. This is so old, dude. I saw this shrub on the way home and I was like, man, I really would like to have a couple of those in my front yard. And I started.
That's not old.
I know, but here's the thing. I couldn't figure out what kind it was. And you know, y'all know that there's like a trick with the iPhone pictures where you can look up and see what kind of tree it is.
Yeah.
Right.
So I couldn't.
A lot of times they make you pay for that.
So I circled back and went. No, it's just actually in just the Apple iPhone Pictures app. I circled back and took a picture and it didn't come up with the right tree. It was like this, you know, it's just.
Uh-oh.
So I've been, here's the way I've been searching for this. And this is such a my age kind of thing. I've been Googling shrub that looks like Krusty the Clown.
Oh my gosh.
And like I think I found it. It's like it's a juniper. But like I'm looking at my algorithm now. Every single ad that pops up is from the Tree Center.
Well,
Garden.
It'd be funny if you enter that search, shrub that, and then it fills it in for you. It looks like Krusty the Clown.
That's true. Yeah, no, it does. It's got like the plume is what they call it.
Yeah.
The things are going different ways. Like
Mike, I will tell you this though, it doesn't make you old because you enjoy good landscaping.
You know what I'm saying?
It doesn't make you old.
I enjoy
nice landscaping. I'm not old.
You know what I mean? That's what. Eventually, my era of life will move to Little League sports, probably, or whatever it is, and then eventually it'll move to empty nests and hitting the bar and whatever else, man. This is just this is the era I'm in, okay? So, but I'm just upset with myself that my algorithm has made so many significant.
Well, at least
changes.
You don't have a failed marriage under your belt.
You know what I mean? Like my algorithm is shrubs and Disney World. You know what I mean? So
a healthy search history then. So
I
at least
know.
You're.
I know. It's definitely cleaner than it used to be 2 years ago. I'll just say that.
All right. So pretty much the Falcons are thrifting. We kind of know that. Five defensive starters gone from a final game last year. Of course, Eddie Goldman, defensive tackle, signed with the Commanders. Lorenzo Carter, Matthew Judon, cornerback D. Alford. Justin Simmons remain on the free agency market, though. So there you go. And it's kind of a frustrated fan base, to say the least.
Yeah.
They wanted something sexy.
You know, I am unapologetically a positive sports fan. And I'm the kind of guy that in the off season, no matter what sport it is, I'm like, by the time opening day for whatever sport rolls back around, I'm ready to be hurt again. Like, I have my eyes on the trophy every year. So I'm
never lose your capacity to love, regardless.
Right. I'm unapologetically positive. Now, granted, I didn't grow up a Falcons fan. I was made a Falcons fan by being drafted here and loving the franchise and loving everything.
Who'd
about
you root for growing up?
Actually, the Miami Dolphins. Dan Marino era, you know what I mean? A lot of good things going on down there, and I was from Florida. And you didn't really root for the Bucks back then, you know, in the mid-90s. So anyways, so I guess it upsets me to hear you saying the word, because it's true. It upsets me to hear you say the word they're thrifting, because it is so spot on. And it's unfortunate because I keep just waiting for the other shoe to drop. And you see all these teams. And Falcons fans point at, and some other teams do, where they look at it and go, well, we're in cap hell. We're in no different situation than almost every other team when it comes to the cap. And yet there is other teams that move it around and push it around and kick a can.
Falcons are basically spending on the quarterback position what everybody else is. Because luckily you have your – Michael Penix is on a friendly rookie deal right now.
Right. But you look around just the division.
Yeah.
And you look – and, of course, now Carolina's not under that deal. They're still – they have straight-up rookie – quarterback, that's what they can. But you look around at some of the other teams in the NFL that even are paying their quarterbacks, and you look at some of the signings that they're making, and you're like, Jesus, like that looks like it's a lot of fun. You know what I mean? Like Son Reddick and, you know, other guys that are going to Justin Reed going to New Orleans, and you're like, oh.
Or even the Bears. Man. But the Bears win the offseason every year and it just doesn't pay off in the regular season.
Well, again, though, the Bears fit in that rookie window with Caleb Williams. How about the Vikings? The Vikings, they fit in the rookie quarterback window now. They didn't bring Sam Darnold back, and now they're like, okay, full speed ahead. Let's get Ryan
Kelly. Get Hargrave and Jonathan Allen?
Yeah, they got both those guys. Two offensive linemen from Indianapolis.
Yep.
And so they're moving full speed ahead, you know, with building the trenches and doing things kind of in the way that Philadelphia did with a young Jalen Hurts. And eventually, you know, if that works out, you pay J.J. McCarthy and you have to make moves from there. But thrifting is such a good word because it's exactly what the Falcons are doing. And I keep getting questions about certain players. And, you know, we talked about David Andrews earlier. This guy's available. That guy's available. It's like, yeah, I'm interested in all of them at the right price point.
The right price.
And it does get a little bit old saying that because you just
But that's
hope.
The reality of it.
Yeah, but don't you just hope? And this is why I think every Trey Hendrickson, because it's like move around the pieces. Extend Caden and Jesse. Do whatever and make sure that you push the money to next year if you have to. Trade the draft pick. Make it happen. Just seems like more times than not. And I guess last year was a little bit of an outlier because we were all excited about Kirk Cousins at this point last year.
We absolutely
were. We were over the moon.
Then we had Kirktober.
Got your quarterback.
Yeah.
And then, you know, 6 weeks later, you get Michael Penix in the fold. And that, you know, left us scratching our head and asking a lot of questions. But I'm a little bit over the thrifting part of it. I want to see the splash, man. I want to see the big name. And I especially want to see the output and the development. It comes along with, you know, having young, talented
people. I mean, Leonard Floyd, nice. It'd be nice to have Leonard Floyd 6 years ago.
Sure. Well, yeah, that too. And, you know, even then, look, there was a lot of wide receivers, aging wide receivers on the market. There was a lot of veteran pass rushers on the market.
Yeah.
You know, Khalil Mack went back. Bosa's up. They started getting picked off the market, and we landed with Leonard Floyd. And it made sense. For the price point, it makes a lot of sense. You know, familiarity with Raheem. Being out in LA for a couple of years.
Buffalo? Was it a 1 year?
1 year, 12.
Yeah, that's right, because, you know, he can't stay on the field.
Right. And look, same role they used Von Miller a year ago, where he'll be a DPA, DPR, I'm sorry, designated pass rusher. And, you know, they'll go from there. I will say this, and I think this is how we have to kind of caution Falcons fans a little bit. We are thrifting, but it's not like we're not bringing in players. We're being very careful and trying to find some level of familiarity. But I also am glad that the Falcons are not the team that chases the big name.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I think it sounds cooler when you sign Hassan Reddick than maybe it'll end up being. To your point about Joey Bosa, it's like, oh, Joey Bosa. Might not end up being that cool. You know what I mean?
Well, he played 18 games last 3 years, something.
Yeah,
something crazy.
I mean, I
like
think
that.
In his last 2 years, he's, you know, Joey Bosa and Khalil Mack both played against the Falcons last year.
Mm-hmm.
You remember those games for them?
No.
Not really.
Not really?
No.
That's a good point.
And so it just is what it is, man. And you know, you continue to develop, continue to build. I just, at some point, just, you know, love to be just dancing in the streets over
just
something.
Just something.
You know
something
what I mean?
To really hang our hat on. I mean, Divine Diablo, okay, yay.
Here's the question I'll be asking myself over the next 6 weeks as we build up to the draft. If the feel in the front office is that, like, next year starts your window, let's just say you don't sign another free agent this year, right, and you go to the draft and you draft and you don't trade any picks and you draft your guys and you get first, second, fourth or whatever it is, and then 2 7s. Is it possible that Terry is kicking the can too far down the road for his own good? Like, if Terry doesn't sign another free agent this year and you don't go to the playoffs this season, he's got to be gone, right? Like, Terry's job is in jeopardy at that point.
Perhaps.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North convenience stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
A dumb question, but is he suffering from PTSD over the Kirk Cousins thing where I got to be careful in free agency not to overspend and get stuck with someone that might be?
I don't know, man. See, I I'm in the middle on Kirk Cousins. Like I said, I'm a perpetually positive Falcons fan. Kirk Cousins was good until he wasn't.
Until he wasn't.
We're talking about the two-time NFC Offensive Player of the Week.
Kirktober, baby.
In a matter of 9 weeks, that's what he was. And then he just wasn't. And so I hope that's not what's going on with Terry. And I like Terry, man. I think people forget some of the other moves that Terry's made. Matthew Bergeron has started every game since they traded up and drafted him. Ruko Roro in his limited time last year showed massive flashes.
You got to remember, he was a healthy scratch early part of the season. Then he missed 4 weeks with an injury. Yeah. Then you started
to blossom. I think, look, people talk about Arnold Ebiketie. He's kind of a lightning rod with this franchise. He's not awful. No. I mean, he's serviceable, 6.5 sacks a year, whatever it may be. So, again, development goes a lot.
Isn't that a little better than serviceable, though?
I think so. Yeah. I think Arnold Ebiketie is a B-level player right now.
Competent pro?
Would I love an A? Yes. Do you need an A at that position to win long-term? Absolutely.
Yes, you do.
And so, like I said, but, you know, to see him opposite of an A-level pass rusher, he'd be even better. And that's what you hope you're getting. So I don't know, man. I just like my fear is that we keep talking about when Kirk comes off the books. I just don't believe you have to wait till then. You can structure these contracts in a way, like we've said, that can bring you a free agent now. But if you're talking about, oh, well, next year the window's open, that might be too late for this front office. You know what I mean? That might be too late for Terry to say, hey, man.
They got to win this year.
They do. And that's what the question was posed to me 2 days ago. How are you better right now than you were at this point a year ago? And I have no answer to that.
You're in flux. You don't know.
Don't know.
You do not. You are in total flux right now.
We were massive believers in Kirk. We had a first round pick coming up that we thought would go to an edge rusher.
Yeah.
We didn't. We ended up getting Judon way later down the road and Justin Simmons way later down the road. But at this point a year ago, Darnell Mooney, I guess, would be your biggest, in retrospect, your biggest impact signing from last year's offseason class. But yeah, I don't know. I can't positively say that we're in a better spot now than we were a year ago.
Well, maybe your coordinator's better. You can coach the guys up that you do have and whatever you supplement it with. going forward.
Yeah, well, and again, but we kind of had that thought. Remember, we had not seen Jimmy Lake's defense to this point last year, a year ago. We knew that he was going to be the coordinator. We didn't know what that looked like.
Well, he even dropped me into coverage.
Yeah.
That's what Jimmy Lake did.
It's either rushing 8 or dropping 11.
Yeah. I'm tired of covering. I want to.
Yeah, I don't know, man. But yeah, it's look, I'm gonna keep it positive. The term thrifting is caught me off guard, but
it's frustratingly accurate, isn't it?
So true, man.
But it's so frustrating when you see all these other teams being so aggressive.
That's it. That's what it is for me. You're like, man, I just want to be that squad. I just want to be that squad.
I mean, you have the best division of football, the NFC, with the Packers and the Bears and Vikings. They're not standing pat by any stretch of the imagination. Yeah. They've been aggressive.
The Bears have been able to be aggressive, though, and I don't know that I would trade the years that they've had where they've sucked
with
the years of aggression and free agency.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Because you really still don't even know what you have.
Nope.
So we'll see how that works out.
See, Alamide Zaccheaus ends up with the Bears. You remember how well he played against the Falcons last year? That was like a reckoning.
He has had some really an incredibly good career.
Yeah.
When you look at what he's
been. 4 years with the Falcons, one with the Eagles, one with D.C., and that game against the Falcons last year on the 29th.
He's a beast.
8 catches, 85 yards, a touchdown. He was playing with his hair on fire against Falcons. He wanted to send a little message.
He's a Jesse.
Yep. Well, all right.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Are target date funds a smart or lazy way to invest? Should you pay off debt or invest extra cash? Can you deduct your dog as a home security system on your taxes? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing strategies, tax planning, and smart ways to build wealth and navigate big financial decisions. Work smarter, not harder, on your finances this year. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen. What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Street Easy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House of the Home Theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
So, I read in USA Today that the majority of people stop GLP-1 weight loss injection shots in a year. Now, what's concerning is if you get off GLP-1s, there's a real chance you can gain all the weight back. The solution? Alma said, a natural superfood protein shake. University studies show it optimizes your metabolism so you can lose weight easily, and Alma said it's been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Use Alma said with GLP-1s or as a natural alternative. Find out more and see the university studies at almased.com. That's A-L-M-A-S-E-D.com.